I'm struggling to understand this whole Freeman thing. You know, Nathan Freeman. Yep. Okay, now he's said to the Collingwood Footy Club that he wants out, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's been there for 2 years, right? He hasn't been able to play in 2 years because he's had hamstring injuries.
Yep.
Okay. He says, I want out because I want a fresh start. How much fresher could he be? They haven't taken the wrapping off him yet.
Yep. No, that's true.
We know what it's about.
I think
it's
about the contract offer they put to him. That they've only put a performance-based two-year deal.
Hey, well, fair enough, isn't it not?
Yeah, I know, but if another club's going to give you a three-year guarantee...
I understand that.
...at better money, you just take it?
Okay, but I'm the manager of the kid. You know what I'd be saying to the kid? Look, you know, I reckon let's forget about chasing money because your body's all banged up at the moment and you haven't been able to prove yourself.
Yeah, I agree.
Let's stay where the club has looked after you for 2 years. I know this is old-fashioned in thinking, okay?
It is.
Very old-fashioned. It went out with button-up boots. But I would have thought that maybe, you know, there was some sort of form of loyalty to
like
that
it.
Group of saying, okay, yeah, as a, you know, as a manager.
Got to pay me dues.
As a manager, I think you'd be saying to him, look, mate, you've got to stay there.
Mm.
You know, this club's been excellent to you. They've done everything they possibly could to get you fit to play. It's not a good look for you to walk out on them and ask for more money.
No.
Because you haven't actually proven yourself.
But he might not be able to.
It really depends on what the offer it is that Collingwood has put forward and what the offer is that St Kilda might have. Because if they are...
Is it
if
really?
They are, well, I think
that's
it is.
That's what I'm saying. It's not
it's
about money.
Irrelevant.
No, but yeah. What if for a 20-year-old kid, it's going to be, over that three-year period, it is a $500,000 decision? Like, if it is...
Well, what about you construct a contract whereby you say, okay, well, this is where we think you're at now, but if you meet all these parameters... We drafted you as a top 10 pick, so our expectation was that you were going to be a very good player for us.
Mm-hmm.
So if you meet those parameters at the end of the year, those criteria...
I like it.
We'll bump you from... You know,
agree.
We'll bump you from here, and you can actually earn close to what you think you're going to earn somewhere else.
I think that's what they've done, because it's a two-year performance-based contract, so I'm sure that those performances... You know, if they were able to get to those level, that he would be rewarded to some extent. But if there's
a big difference between the two, and look, he might be the view now. Listen, I don't know.
Who's his manager?
Paul Connors, his manager. I think it might be Clarence.
Yeah.
Paul Connors is the manager of the young man in the middle of the store and has been good enough to take our call this morning. Good morning to you, mate.
I think I felt compelled to call you.
I was just giving you the out there. But you did do that, and you've been listening to the conversation, and it's the fresh start component of the whole thing that might get stuck in the craw of a few people. He hasn't really got going at Collingwood. So why the need for a fresh start somewhere else?
Well, let's clarify a couple of things. I'm happy for the debate. Footy's an opinion-based game. Nathan Freeman is an outstanding person, and all you're basing it on is some $300,000 figure that was on the Herald Sun website for about 10 minutes before they pulled it down when they knew it wasn't true. So I don't know. Let's just take the money off the equation. You know, I didn't get into a huge negotiation with Collingwood for a long period of time. I mean, I'm not going to... It's hard to debate on how this went down for 3 minutes. I'm just telling you, it wasn't all about money. He's obviously been injured for 2 years, so I can feel absolutely how Tim and Collingwood supporters would feel about him leaving after that time. But, you know, and it doesn't happen very often like this, but it has happened, and we're going to move on.
Okay, so why does he want to leave then, and why do you think it's in his best interest to leave, Paul?
Well, it's not me thinking it's in his best interest to leave Tim. He's a big boy, and he's making a balanced decision. He's thought long and hard about it. We've weighed up the pros and cons, and then Nathan will make the call. You think sometimes managers have all this power to say, you do this or do that. I mean, they're big boys, and they'll make their own decisions with guidance.
Did you advise him then that he should stay at Collingwood, given that he hasn't been able to produce anything in the last couple of years?
I won't tell you exactly what my advice was, but there's certainly that the dialogue between myself and Collingwood was ongoing. I know their position, where we've articulated that to each other, and you know, it's unfortunate. But
okay, so can I just ask? Can I ask you this question? There is it about is it about money or not about money?
Initially, there was a discussion, and the offer we thought was unreasonable. It went from from where it was. And don't get me wrong, he hasn't played a game, so it's not like we were after that. It's how that makes you feel after that position. So he had a that made him feel that he wanted just to have a think about his position and whether he saw a long-term future for himself. Now, Nathan and Collingwood were adamant that he had a future at Collingwood. Again, he hasn't played for 2 years, so he's frustrated, and that's what's brought it on. I mean, people leave. They don't often leave for money. They leave because they're homesick. Luke McFarlane, you won't remember, left Hawthorn a long time ago because he's injured. They leave sometimes when they're injured and these things happen and think opportunities are better elsewhere, and that's what it is.
It's very rare that a player, Paul, I think you'd have to agree, that very rare for a player to leave a club and not end up at another club where they get paid more money than the club they've just left, though.
Yeah, but I didn't get into the debate in the end with Collingwood about what the money could have looked like in the end. So
can I just say then that the reason why he wants to leave is not, you're saying, not about money, it's about the fact that he doesn't believe that Collingwood appreciate him as much as what they should.
No, it's not about appreciating. It's about where he sees he wants to play footy.
Yeah.
And don't forget, Collingwood's got Treloar, they've got Chris, they've got Greenwood. They're not even chasing Ace because they think they're probably okay in the position Nathan Fields.
Yeah.
Now, Collingwood can have one argument, Nathan and ourselves can discuss the other side. But I'm just telling you, I'm just coming back at yours to say it's not as simple as it's about money. I don't want to have a radio debate about what it's all about.
Yeah.
But I'm saying to say he's just leaving because he's getting more money is not as simple as that.
Okay.
Paul, I don't think, but you know what? I don't, if it was as simple as that, I wouldn't hold you against you either, because if you're in a situation where a young fella, and we're talking about a lifespan that's very, very short, an earning capacity is very short, I don't think there's anything to be ashamed of to say
I hear that, Gazy, but it's not how, as much as others might think, it's not how I do business, and it's over a long period of time. And it's not how Nathan Freeman conducts himself. Now, is Collingwood happy? No, they're upset because they've invested a lot of time. So I understand the emotions will be high, but I'm just not going to sit back and let Nathan Freeman's character be questioned because he's a ripping person.
And how difficult it would be to get a deal done in this circumstance?
How
is his health and his medical?
Well, I'm sure I haven't heard of 10-year hamstrings, but it has been a 2-year hamstring, which needs some work to go to. So he's down and he wants to start playing footy because that's what he thinks he's there for. So hopefully he can get back on track. How the deal sorts out, I'm sure both parties will talk to each other and they'll get a good deal done.
And just one question on Patrick Dangerfield. Are you comfortable that there'll be a deal done there, Paul?
Look, I'm here to talk about Fraser and that'll sort itself out, I'm sure.
How many balls have you got in the air at the moment? You must be you're juggling like something from Cirque du Soleil at the moment.
Yes.
How many balls have you got in the air at the moment?
Just a couple.
Right, well done.
I'll tell you what, if you need another one, just head down to the Melbourne show. Apparently they can fit them on for you down there.
Paul, hopefully, hey, do you feel better now?
I feel that at least there's another side to it. And
yeah, good.
It's just not on my traffic.
Any time we misrepresent any position of you or one of your players, feel free to give us a call.
I don't think you and I were, Andy.
Hey, yes. I know, we were talking about the money.
Yeah.
Mate, thanks for coming on.